Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday, with the passage of the Personhood Amendment and the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act from the Judiciary Committees to the Senate and House floors, we're reminded once again that there is one issue that defines the two major political parties more than any other, and that issue is abortion. Every single anti-abortion bill that was debated this session passed each committee and both houses on nearly party-line votes. In the case of the Pain-Capable bill, it passed out of House Judiciary yesterday on an exact party-line vote. All Republicans voting yes, all Democrats voting no. And the floor votes are the same. With the exception of one or two legislators, all Republicans vote yes and all Democrats vote no. So why is that? Is it ideological? Is it pragmatism? Or is it peer pressure? I would argue it's a mix of all three. It begins with the Republican and Democrat Party platforms. The Montana Republican Party platform contains an extensive section on the value of human life and the party's opposition to abortion, assisted suicide, human cloning, and the use of public funds to promote any of the above. The Democrats are more cryptic. Their platform says they oppose any government action that interferes with the right of individuals to make their own health care decisions regarding childbearing and contraception. They also oppose any action by government that would limit access to health care providers associated with individuals' private decisions. All of that is code for abortion. For some reason, they have an aversion to using the A word. So back to our three questions. Do legislators vote for or against abortion based on ideology? For the vast majority, the answer is yes. These folks have a moral grounding in one direction or the other and will never be swayed. Their votes are rock solid, and any attempt to get them to change their mind will fall on deaf ears. The second group is the pragmatists. They really don't care one way or the other, and most of them, frankly, wish the issue would just go away. These folks tend to vote their party platforms because it makes life easier. They're more concerned with taxes and spending and the economy. To them, the bills that deal with what they describe as social issues are a distraction from the real business of the legislature. The third group is the most miserable. They're the fence riders that would be equally comfortable in either party. For them, abortion is a non-issue, and they sleep just as well no matter which way they vote. For these folks, peer pressure or constituent pressure rules the day. They'll vote for whichever side applies the most pressure. In the end, for whatever reason, Republicans tend to vote lockstep against abortion, and Democrats are solidly for it. So solid, in fact, that Senator Chuck Schumer has threatened to shut down the federal government on April 29th if any attempt is made to defund Planned Parenthood. It's also one of the main reasons that Supreme Court confirmations have become so partisan. Abortion continues to be one of the most contentious issues in any legislative session, and after the deaths of over 60 million innocent children since 1973, it should be. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.